Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds dog food and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
You better you bet on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Oh, baby, it's that time of the night. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some college basketball.
Oh, yeah.
It's overnights here. On You Better, You Bet.
The sweet sacks. Let the sweet sacks take you home.
Oh, look at that. That's what it's Kenny, what do we got for some overnights here?
Yeah, and it's worth noting, you know, we've done enough Thursday night into Friday shows, especially with conference play going on, that just Friday's become a weird day in college basketball. Talk about COVID making everything weird. I mean, this is like the 1,080th weirdest thing about COVID probably, but Fridays in college basketball used to be Ivy League, maybe like one Big East game, and go to bed early because there are 200 games on Saturday. And the way this year works, you know, for people that are just kind of like, usually one Big Ten game actually usually on Friday, and we have one tomorrow as well. Usually, you know, the way this year has worked is the reason people are like, Friday night, there's like a billion games. Like, why is that? And it's because it's these rematch games. All of the small conferences are playing tomorrow night. And the reason they're playing tomorrow night is that then they're turning around and playing on Saturday too. So it's like, I mean, when else are you going to play? You're in the same arena. You might as well play Friday night, Saturday night. So it produces these Friday night slates where it's like, there's like 60 games tomorrow. And it's it's all the teams that you would have. I mean, I don't know where they are. Like, I've never heard of this team before. Dixie State, I don't think was a Division I team last year.
No.
They're playing tomorrow. I mean, every Dakota is playing each other, which is true like every week. It creates just like a really wild kind of betting experience on Friday night that we don't generally have in college basketball. So there are, you know, a few things that stand out, and we'll go over some of them, but it's just, every Thursday night, for whatever reason, I'm always just surprised. I go and I put in all the games, and I'm like, God, there are just a ton of games for Friday. And it's because this is a 1 year only dynamic. These teams are never going to play on Friday again. This is the only year that any of these teams will play on Friday, save for the Big Ten matchup we have. And let's start there. That seems like a pretty good place to start. Let me, what is the start time of the Michigan game tomorrow? Because I was going to say that. I think it's usually like an 8 o'clock start or whatever. And like, why can I not? Okay, there we go. 7 Eastern tomorrow. So earlier than I thought it was. Michigan plays Purdue tomorrow. That is, by a margin of 1,000, the best game on the board tomorrow. Michigan is open 3.5. It's been bet down to 3. Total's open 138. We are not in a position, I'm not in a position where I want to bet this game right now. You may want to bet it. If you're listening to this right now and you hear Michigan's down to a 3-point favorite, the total is 138. The plan of attack here, I think, would be if Purdue's going to get bet, seems like they're going to get bet. They're getting bet already. If this were to ever hit 2.5, one minus 110, that would be a bet on Michigan. We're not there yet. Don't think we're going to get there, but we stranger things have happened, sure. Maybe people want to fade Michigan. I don't know why. So 2.5 would be a buy point on Michigan. If we get it, we're like kind of close right now. Total 138 is vulnerable and close to a bet. And it would be close to a bet on the over. My number in the game is 141.5. We only need a half point down in this game. And so 137.5, I mean, it might exist in a few places right now. Again, soft openers, low limits right now. You see a 137.5, that is an over. That is an over in this game. So nothing yet side and total for me in Michigan-Purdue, but you know, some movement. Hey, you never know. Like, we come on the air and we do the power hour and things have moved and I give out bets. Penn State, which I don't even know how they're doing right now. They were up a billion before. You know, things kind of move around throughout the day. And sometimes, you know, in my opinion, that creates other valuable bets. We'll see what happens with that game. But that game merits its own conversation. It is so far and away the most important game tomorrow in a big conference. It's not even funny. Bets that actually stand out and are worth mentioning. There was a side tomorrow. There we go.
Play Penn State's up 14 here. Right now.
Oh, yeah. Nittany Lions. Yeah. Lockheed Nation.
Under Oops. 2 minutes to go in the first half. They're up 12, 34-22.
Yeah, man, that's 22 points for Rutgers. I don't even want to imagine what that first half has been like offensively against a team that can't rebound. Let's play St. Peter's. They're plus 4 tomorrow at Siena.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It just strikes me as like a, there's a lot of these small conference games this year. In the MAC, this has been true. Some of these smaller conferences, some of these home favorites are getting like a little too much credit. You see these 3 to 4 point spreads all the time. I have played a lot of 3 and 4 point dogs in these spots this year and been very successful doing so. And this is another game where like, I think Siena should be like 2. Maybe 1.5 in this game. And we're getting, it's open 4.5. I mean, that would have went away in 5 seconds. 4 is still on the board. So St. Peter's at 4 is a bet. 3.5 is a bet. That's probably it. 3 might be a half unit, but St. Peter's right now, a number that looks like has a lot of room to drop in it. Let's also play Oakland tomorrow. They're -1.5 at home against Detroit. This should probably be something like 3, and it isn't. So -1.5 is a bet. 2 is a bet on Oakland tomorrow. Again, these small conferences where like that, I could tell you maybe one thing about some of these teams and that's about it. Other than if I bet them so far this year and how that's gone. And then, two other games that stand out or, one other total rather that stands out. We did the two sides already. Let's play the under in Ball State, Ohio. That has opened 150. Is that my biggest total discrepancy? It's close. It is. That's the biggest total discrepancy on the board right now. Would be under 150 in Ball State, Ohio. That's playable another, oh man, that's playable like another 2 points down, 2.5 points down. Stopping point on that, probably 147, 147 and a half, something like that. My number is about 143 and a half. So two sides and a total. And again, like you come for the hard hitting 30-minute breakdown in game analysis. These are not the games that generate that type of analysis. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry if that's what you're looking for. Michigan Purdue probably does, but we're not betting that game anyway. Those are just my numbers in that game. So we're going to kind of be on the lookout for an over in that game if we see 137.5, that Michigan Purdue game, but we don't have it yet. And totals generally move like right on top of my number throughout the day. So not sure if we're going to get it, but hey, worth keeping an eye out. Three bets we are making. We're going to bet St. Peter's plus 4 at Siena. We're going to take that down another point-ish would be where it stops becoming valuable. We're going to take Oakland at -1.5. 1.5 and 2 were both bets in that game. And then we are going to play an under. We're going to play an under in Ball State, Ohio. We're going to play under 150. And that would be good for about another 2 points. So maybe not the sexiest matchups, Moose, maybe not the highest profile matchups, but you take what the defense gives you, right? So if the defense gives you the crappiest slate of college basketball and small conferences, I mean, there's people that love this stuff. I'm just not one of them. So those are some bets that kind of stand out right now. Some numbers, I think, that have some room to move.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.